Hey everybody, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Down to Earth with Harriet Kamek. It's the Monday morning edition, and it is Monday, September 16th, and I'm struggling to say that with all brevity because I can't believe it's the 16th of September. So forgive me, fall is upon us, and I guess in a few weeks we'll be trotting out. We will get really dressed. There's this thing trending on social media about finally dressing up. And that's because for summer, we all got a chance to dress more comfortably, a little loosely. As for me, I wore shorts. I didn't wear shorts all summer long, but I wore shorts. I wore capris. I wore tank tops. And the best part about it was I wore flip-flops. Do you know what that felt like? To see my toes, to see my feet. Ooh, Jesus. Have mercy on us as we go through fall, then inevitably, winter. Who likes that, right? Who likes winter? None of us do. None of us do. Not one bit. So today on our show, we're going to talk about lifestyle, and we're going to talk about the foods we eat and the direct correlation between what we eat and cancer. Yesterday on my show, we literally had to talk about cancer and had to pray for folks because what I found out was that there were so many people on my Facebook page. If you go to my Facebook page, there were so many people on my Facebook page who were diagnosed recently with cancer, some of whom are even undergoing treatments as we speak. It's an epidemic. It's of mammoth proportions. It's of gargantuan proportions. And it drew to my mind, the fact that it hit home for me, well, of course, you know, mom is in heaven, because she did not survive her bout with cancer. And then, of course, my cousin Tristan, who is much younger, he was only 26. Last week, I got a phone call that one of my cousins was just recently diagnosed with cancer. In fact, I got the phone call the day after she was diagnosed. And I was like, hold on. Then I went to my Facebook page. And there were so many people, most of whom were women, some were men, and who were just diagnosed. And I'm like, we need to talk about this, right? So regardless, there are some things that we can control and there are some things that we can't. But before I get into all of that, I just want to say shout out to everybody. Thanks to Anchor FM. I'm giving them a shout out. I am now broadcasted on Spotify and Pollstercast. So wherever you're listening to this, whatever is your favorite podcast platform. I want to thank you so much for tuning in and for joining us. Our show is aired daily, Monday through Friday on weekdays, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m., right? You can join us also on Blog Talk Radio. And for more information about our show, of course, go to harrietkamek.com so that you know who we are and what we do. You can just put my name in Google and you'll find out who I am. I'm an author and a speaker, and I talk about this kind of stuff a lot, right? Right. I'm also the executive director, the founder of the Exodus Foundation. We provide services to victims of human sex trafficking. So for more information on what we do, you can go to theexodusfoundation.com and find out more information on what we're doing. Right. And so I wanted to talk about this subject because I'm watching all these shows and I'm finding there's a direct correlation between poverty and cancer. I'm finding that, and from based on my background, I worked in healthcare for some time, and I saw firsthand what poverty does to folks and what poverty does to people who don't have access to clean air, clean water, exercise, right? So lifestyle, talk about lifestyle, right? Basic human health and access to healthcare. Wherever there is a dearth of healthcare, in the provisioning of healthcare, where people don't have access to healthcare, where people can't get to the doctor, right? Because they don't have transportation or they don't have healthcare provision, then you will find that there are higher rates of cancer. There are also spaces where people don't have an active lifestyle. Not that an active lifestyle is going to prevent you from getting cancer, but it will delay it. So many people are getting cancer real early in their 30s and 40s and 50s. And I know you're going to tell me about the gym rat who got cancer, right? I know you're going to tell me about the person who excessively exercised but still got cancer. Those are anomalies, right? Generally speaking, if you have an active lifestyle and you eat as well as you should, and an active lifestyle doesn't mean you get up and run 10 miles a day. An active lifestyle just means you get up and move. As I look at all of us and look at our body images, and we're all trying to be body positive and to say positive things about our bodies, but you have to ask yourself this question. Are you comfortable where you are right now? Do you think it's the best thing for your health? And if you can answer if that's the best thing for your health, if your weight and the way your body is shaped is the best thing for your health, then you need to change. Makes no sense we pontificate about body positivity if we're not going to be healthy. The goal has to be what? Healthy. And the goal is that if you maintain this weight, let's say you think you're comfortable at 200 pounds. And if maintaining that 200 pounds for the rest of your life is not going to give you health complications, then okay, be it on to you. But if your doctor tells you that you should reduce weight because it is going to help you as you mature and as you grow, then what do you think you should do? Makes no sense you come at people and say, well, they're discriminating against you because you're fat or whatever. No, the goal is what? Health. We have thrown health through the window, and people are now astronomically, we all are. I myself am included. We all have issues. There's a show on television my daughter told me about, my 600-pound life. And she tells me that in that show, it talks about people who weigh 600 pounds. Honestly, I thought that that whole show was based on just one person and their journey to wellness. I had no idea that there were more than one persons in the U.S. who weigh over 600 pounds. That is unprecedented, and that's not a normal thing, right? I don't think anyone should weigh. So I asked her, I said, well, what do these folks eat in a day? I was disturbed to learn that those folks eat over 24,000 calories per day. I couldn't believe it. I barely struggled through 1,200 calories per day. I couldn't believe, if I have to eat 1,800 calories per day, I feel bloated. Do you see what I'm saying? So don't come at me and say, oh, well, Harriet, you're just saying that. No. This is about being healthy. Now, I set certain standards for myself because my goal is what? To be healthy. I want to be healthy. I don't want to be focused on having to worry about what I'm eating. I don't want to have to worry about how will this affect my health. Now, studies have shown that when we're overweight, we are most likely to be, people are most likely to be diagnosed with complications such as diabetes and high blood pressure. What I have found is that there is a correlation between the drugs you take for high blood pressure that later on give people cancer. Just recently, their Zantac, the drug that is prescribed for acid reflux, is on a recall because it has chemicals that what? That give cancer. Go figure, everybody. Go figure, right? So it tells me that as much as I can, right? As much as I can, I should try to avoid what? I should try to avoid cancer. I should try to avoid overeating, and I should try to avoid even having high blood pressure or diabetes because the drugs that you take are going to give you cancer. Do you see what I'm saying? So the correlation then between what we eat, the foods we eat, and the drugs we take and eventually give us cancer. Okay, so let's put this into perspective. Let's say if you live in urban spaces, right? If you live in urban spaces, chances are your access to exercise is limited because you probably live near a freeway or a major roadway, can't walk the dog as much, right? Inhalation of fumes, toxic fumes, are a problem. not enough green spaces, so there are not enough trees to create the metamorphosis effect to overturn the effects of the carbon, right? The carbon dioxide needs to come in contact with the trees for the trees to make it less toxic, right? So it affects the air that you breathe, your access to going to a park, to walk and exercise, except of course during winter when you can't do that, obviously. But what about the foods that you eat? Now, most people who live in urban areas are exposed to what is called a food desert. That means their access to fresh fruit and vegetables are limited because the space to purchase that is usually farther away and they don't have access to transportation. So when they do go to the store, they tend to buy stuff that they can carry home and walk home with. That is leading up to cancer. So they end up buying processed foods. But I have also seen people in the grocery store who, when they get their monthly food stamps, you can tell because their cards are usually bigger than everybody else's cards because the rest of us have to watch our money, right? But when you look in their cards, it's a whole lot of processed foods. America, what are we eating? We're eating tons of processed mac and cheese, tons of processed pasta, not one fruit and veggie. Those folks don't even walk through the produce section. There are so many sugars. There are bottles of juice that if you read it, it's mostly high fructose corn syrup, right? Then they have pop like crazy. Do you know that the stuff in pop melts the calcium in your bones? Stop drinking pop, America. Stop drinking pop. And you look at people's cards, and sometimes they judge me because they look in my card, and I always want to cover my card because I'm the person going through the cash register, and the cashier sighs because she actually has to go look up the stuff in my card and look for the picture that matches it, and then put the picture in it. I kid you not, right? You believe that? So they look at me funny. Like, really, did you have to come in my line? Because, you know, I have all the stuff in there. I have cucumbers, I have this, I have that. And they look in my card, and then people walk past and look in my card and then look at me and give me funny looks. And I'm like, be done to you according to your works. But as for me and my house, I'm going to try to eat as much fruits and veggies as I can. Do you see what I'm saying? No. Does that mean that that's not a panacea? But what it means is, as much as possible, I'm going to avert sickness and disease as much as possible. And I think that's what we all should try to do. There is a direct correlation. Now, some of the fruits and veggies we buy, they spray them, they paint them, they do all kinds of stuff to pretty them up. Really, we don't need that. Just take the stuff off the tree, take the fruits out of the food out of the ground and just put it out there. We'll wash it off. So when I go home, I wash my stuff off. Yes, I do. I wash my fruits and veggies. I wash the tomatoes and stuff. I wash them off before because they spray them with stuff. And yeah, I know it's time consuming. It is time consuming. Who can be bothered? But it is necessary. Do you see what I'm saying? So let's talk about exercise. Let's talk about exercise. Why are we not exercising? Okay, so you're going to tell me you don't have enough money to join a gym. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say that you don't have transportation to go to the gym, right? Uh-huh. I'm waiting. I'm listening. Okay. So how about exercising right where you are? How about that? You can do crunches. You can do on-the-spot jogging or running in place. Gets the blood activated, keeps the stuff in your gut from being a problem, and gets rid of the bacteria in your gut. How about that? You can do on-the-spot jogging. So you might live in a high-rise in an urban area, and you can't get out. Well, if you live in a high-rise in an urban area, chances are you can go downstairs and walk the dog around. You might be afraid. If you live on the east side of Detroit, I can definitely hear your fears because gunshots might be firing at the time when you come home from work and you don't want to go out again. So can you walk up and down your driveway? if you have a house, can you go outside the house and run around in your own backyard if you have a house? It's the little things we can do. So many times we think of the glorious, glorified little thing. You want to put on that pretty gym clothes and go to the gym and so on. But you have to start right where you are. It probably is going to require some effort for you to get on a bus at a convenient time of the day and go join a gym. It's going to require effort for you to make it happen, to pay for a gym membership so that you can exercise. The YMCA and YWCA are still open. There are still places in your area that offer exercise programs. The point is, find it, find what works for you, and start moving. Even if what you do is get up and move your arms, twist your body, bend your back, twist around, lay down on your back, put your legs up in the air and pretend you're riding a bike, right? Move your body, twist your upper body so that your heart gets a rhythm. And get some movement, but do something. Don't just sit there, because there's a direct correlation between poverty and cancer. There's some things that we can't, none of us can avoid. The air spaces, we don't have any control over what goes into the atmosphere and the air around us, right? I live in an area where there are a lot of trees around. There are a lot of trees around my house, and I want them to stay there because they're part of my green space. They absorb all the toxicity and all the fumes that come from motor vehicles. So I'm quite happy. I like my grass nice and green. It absorbs all the fumes. Yes. Thank God for that. But what about you and where you live? What if where you live is just a desert? It's a concrete jungle. It's just jungle after jungle, just building after building after building. Then you're going to have to make the effort to go find somewhere where you can exercise, because in the exercising, what you're getting out is what? You're getting out the fumes. You see where I'm coming from? You're getting out the fumes and you're getting all of the stuff out. Absolutely. It's worth it. It is worth it. So let's talk about, what about clean water? There are some places where there is not running water. I can't believe I'm having that conversation in America. There are some places in the Appalachian where they don't have access to clean water. You're going to have to boil your water. Yes, it is worth it. There are some places where people smoke too much. You're going to have to put the cigarette down. Some of us, some people started smoking at 15. I don't know why, but it happens. You're going to have to put the cigarettes down. Imagine that. People started smoking at 15, so by the time you're 30, hey-ho, it's already embedded in your system, all that nicotine and the additives that they put in cigarettes, ammonia and stuff that makes it addictive. That stuff kills you. Did you know that? That ammonia is an additive in cigarettes? So every time you're smoking, you're inhaling ammonia. Good God. Do you see what I'm saying? So we have to make some lifestyle changes because cancer has become a plague. And I have found it in the Black community to be even more of a plague. In certain immigrant communities, it's not a problem because they're accustomed to a different type of eating. They weren't born eating, you know, McDonald's chicken nuggets and stuff. They weren't born eating processed foods all their lives. My friends, we're all going to have to go down to the produce store and spend your money out and buy fresh fruits and vegetables. And even if you get your Social Security once a month, you're going to have to pace it out. Put aside $20 for when the fresh fruit and vegetables run out. You go take the bus, go to the market, buy your fresh fruit and veggies and so on. Back in the day, people didn't even have access to public transportation and they weren't dropping dead from cancer. They used to walk in the winter. We're acting like we just suddenly discovered ice and snow and like we just suddenly discovered that we could do this. People who lived 100 years ago had to walk to get stuff in winter and they didn't have the kind of clothing and the kind of boots that we have today. We have become a nation of lazy folks and we sit down on our hindquarters and are getting sick and sicker. We gotta stop this, people. We gotta get to the point where we are taking better care of ourselves. We can't just let this cancer of a plague. It's like a plague that has come up on us because we ourselves are not taking care of ourselves. There are some things we don't have control over. Right now, I don't even know if we have control over access to healthcare because the way they have designed the system and rigged the system is that you can't even get access to healthcare anymore. Once upon a time, policymakers and urban planners were interested in the good of all. They wanted people to be able to access healthcare so people could, you know, stay healthier. Now, policy planners don't care about anybody. They care about how much money they're going to make and how long they can continue to make money at their special interest. So, bud, it's up to me and you to make what you want of it. People can say all they want, but I'm going to be honest with you. When I turned 50, I developed a belly that had nothing to do with lack of exercise, had everything to do with my hormones and how I was processing. I kid you not. I never in my whole life, the last time I had a belly, I was pregnant. That was 17, 18 years ago. And I kid you not, when I saw the thing, I freaked out because I watched my diet. And at the time, I was on a vegetarian diet. I was eating vegetables and fish. I kid you not. So you knew it had to be hormones. It was extraneous. Well, I told myself I wasn't working out enough. So I didn't work out for 2 months. I hit it. I went back on the skids even more aggressively than I was before. So over the last 26 years, when I was in high school, I used to run and then I continued jogging throughout my life, right? So I'm familiar with that. Okay. So what I found was jogging. Every time I start running on the spot or running in place, my body has a rhythm and it kicks in. Oh, so I said, okay, that's a good thing. So 27 years ago, I discovered yoga. So I started doing yoga. So in the mornings, 4 days a week, for 20 to 25 minutes, I do yoga stretches. It has kept me in tune. And in the last year, I started running in place. Right? I started running in place even more than I did in previous years, right? Because I promise you, and I went to the doctor, and I go to the doctor, right? And the doctor tells me that I'm doing the right thing, right? I'm surprised every time I go to the doctor because people my age just keep dropping like flies and going to the doctor and getting diagnosed with high blood pressure and diabetes and told they're pre-diabetic. And they have to watch this and watch that. Come on, folks. Whether you're 25 or 55, the point is you got to get up and get moving. You got to watch what you eat. So let's talk about the foods that we eat. Why do we eat such high-fat foods? I'm a lover of French fries. I'm going to be honest with you. That's about the only fast food that I eat. I can't eat the other stuff. It's processed. It's not going anywhere with me. So I don't eat the hamburgers or the chicken sandwiches. I can't do it. But French fries, yeah. That's what I allow myself to eat. Outside of that, nothing else. It's fast food. I try to eat as organically as possible. You know, I try to eat as many vegetables as I can. I don't eat red meat, except for a certain time of the month I may feel like it. And that's not every month. It's like every other month or so, right? But outside of that, I really try my best. But then the most consistent thing that I do is watching what I eat, drinking water profusely. I drink a lot of water. It just keeps me up at night. Yeah. But I also do my on-the-spot running in place and do my workout. Why? Because I tell myself that it's a must. I tell myself that I have to. So in the mornings, if you were to see me in the mornings, by the time I'm done doing all that and go in the shower, even in winter when I come out, I don't need a coat because I'm sweating, right? My body is like the blood is pumping, so I'm sweating. It's first thing in the morning and then I'm relaxed. It helps me to cope with the commute, right? With commuting and so on, right? But I'm saying all of this because we have to bring attention to the fact that even with folks who have been diagnosed with mental illness, their studies have shown that having a regular form of exercise contributes to your overall health. So for nowadays, they're incorporating into mental health stays in hospitals, they're incorporating physical exercise because of the endorphins and the hormones that it releases. It helps people to cope because it makes you calm. It relieves some of the stress. It relaxes you. And if you're relaxed, then it's going to keep you calm. My friends, I am saying to all of us that we need to take better care of ourselves. We need to watch what we eat. Eat less fat. Trim the fat off the meats that you eat. Eat less red meat. Have a rounded diet. Eat less chicken. Some of us eat chicken 3-4 times a week. That's too much. Eat as many vegetables as you can. It will show. And for the love of God in Christ Jesus, please take your vitamins. I am shocked to discover many people do not take vitamins. It's at the point of a negative diagnosis that they're running to the supplement store to take vitamins. Start taking your vitamins from now. It is a necessary thing. Because we don't get enough nutrients and minerals from the foods we eat because the soil is depleted. So we've got to do what? We've got to take our vitamins. Take your vitamins and more. Take your vitamin, your multivitamin, your vitamin B12, your selenium, your magnesium, your vitamin D, your vitamin C, your vitamin E, your fish oil, your omegas. Take your vitamins every day. Take one every day. And then it gets to the point where you can take it every other day. For years, I've taken vitamins, been taking vitamins since I was 18. Every time I go to the doctor, they never find a deficiency of iron or a deficiency in calcium or anything. My levels are always normal or above normal. They're always looking to take blood from me and I stopped. I'm not doing that anymore. I did that once and they took more than they should. I felt like I was going to pass out for days. No, have you ever given blood? And I have the blood that's a universal donor, so everybody can use it. So they're always calling me, you don't want to give blood. You don't want to give blood. No. Take your vitamins, my friends. A workout. And for the love of God, go to therapy. We need to unpack some of the emotional burdens that we're carrying. So you see, it's a holistic health. People used to talk about that. They used to think that we were all crazy, right? And they used to think that, these foolish people, they always come up with this new age stuff. I know you're beginning to see that it's a mind, body, spirit flow. You need everything to be in sync. You gotta get your mental health checked up by going to therapy. When stuff bothers you, someone dies, you lost a job, divorce, a bad breakup, go talk to someone. You gotta eat right during the day. Watch what you eat, drink lots of water, and keep it moving. Move your arms around your heart area. Twist your body when you wake up in the morning. Do on-the-spot jogging, jump in place. Keep it moving. Move your arms. Move your legs. Right? Walk briskly when you're walking. I see people walking and slouching across the street. I'm like, keep it moving. 100 years ago, they didn't have what we have, and they were way healthier. They weren't dropping from plagues like cancer. And yet, here we are today. Right? Just shocking. Just shocking. Just shocking. So I want you to do me a couple of things, right? And I want you to look at the way your lifestyle is impacting your health. And I want you to take care of it. This is Harriet Kamek with Down to Earth. Thanks so much. We'll be back.